Should the decision to grant a body of water the highest level of protection available be up to the state legislature? Bills working their way through committees in the House and Senate would give lawmakers that power. But in public testimony this week, Alaskans spoke against politicizing decisions on outstanding national resource water nominations. The Federal Clean Water Act requires states have a process to evaluate outstanding resource or Tier 3 nominations. Tier 3 waters are protected from new pollutants unless those pollutants are temporary and limited.
We ask not for us, but for the ones to come, our grandchildren and their grandchildren.
Yakutat Tlingit Tribal Council member Raymond Sensmeyer testified to the Senate Resources Committee Monday. The council recently nominated the Yakutat Forelands for Tier 3 status. The other pending Alaska nominations are for the Chilkat River, the Kokthule River, and the Bristol Bay watershed. Those nominations are stuck in limbo until the state decides who should evaluate them. Governor Bill Walker introduced Senate Bill 163 and its companion House Bill 283 to give the legislature the power to decide on Tier 3 nominations. Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Larry Hardig told the House Fisheries Committee on Tuesday about the possible impacts of the water protection.
Since you can't put any additional pollution in there from a source that we regulate under the Clean Water Act, you couldn't have, for instance, a fish processing plant that would have fish waste. You couldn't have a public wastewater treatment plant that would have treated wastewater that would go in there. You certainly couldn't have a mine that had treated wastewater.
Hardig says because of the potentially wide-ranging impacts of Tier 3 status, the decisions should be up to the legislature. But most of the people who testified to Senate Resources on Monday and House Fisheries on Tuesday did not agree.
The primary problem that we see with having the legislature call the final shot on Tier 3 designations is that it creates a white-hot political debate instead of a stakeholder discussion.
Louis Flora from the Alaska Center for the Environment and Alaska Conservation Voters said Tier 3 decisions should go to DEC to be made based on science and public input. Deborah Schnabel from the Haines Chamber of Commerce advocated for the same thing on behalf of the chamber's membership.
Because the citizenry is very aware that votes on issues affecting local economies can easily be traded among legislators with different constituent loyalties.
But some of the lawmakers argued with that logic, saying they're able to make nonpartisan decisions. Soldotna Republican Senator Pete Michicki said the DEC commissioner also has the potential to base decisions on politics.
You really have the potential for dramatic swings in the administration. You have no idea who the next governor is going to be. It may be this one, maybe another one. It might just be some right-wing guy that decides that it's not going to happen under his watch.
Bethel Republican Representative Bob Herron also said leaving the decisions to the legislature could make the process less political than if they went to DEC.
Sometime in the future, we might get an unfriendly DEC group. And don't you think we need a backstop where the people's representatives will make the final call, either up or down?
The only public testifier who was okay with giving legislators decision-making power was Deantha Crockett from the Alaska Miners Association. But Crockett said her group would prefer Alaska be exempt from the provision in the Clean Water Act mandating a process for Tier 3 nominations.
Designation of an ONRW and subsequent Tier 3 water protection would without doubt be a barrier to resource development, economic development, and some crucial municipal projects.
The Senate Resources Committee took more public testimony Wednesday afternoon. The House Fisheries Committee will revisit the Tier 3 nomination bill at a future date to be determined. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.